This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. Mayor de Blasio delivered the first State of the City speech of his second term on Tuesday. He talked about expanding early childhood education, the need to safeguard city elections against hacking, and fighting to save our democracy.
We cannot be the fairest big city in America if we have some of the most unfair and most exclusionary election laws of any state in the country.
With more on where we're headed in the mayor's second term, we are joined by WNYC's City Hall and politics reporter Bridget Bergen. Welcome back.
Thanks, David.
During the speech, the mayor announced this 10-point plan called Democracy NYC. 10-point. We love round numbers, so it's a 10-point plan. He talked about voter participation plummeting and what we need to do to turn that around. But Mayor de Blasio's re-election last year was one of the lowest turnout elections in city history. Is he the right guy to get people excited about civic engagement?
Well, it's a fair question. You know, as part of that plan, the mayor's agenda also includes certain transparency measures. He is going to require that city agency heads and all officials who report to him disclose any meetings they have with lobbyists. That's going to begin March 1st. And it's interesting because it comes after the mayor and members of his senior staff have been really scrutinized over the handling of issues from certain donors during the previous term. They were all part of that federal and state investigation that never resulted in charges against anyone at City Hall, but certainly some real criticism of this administration and how they handle those types of issues. So that is on the critical side. On the more optimistic side, the mayor has been talking about these issues throughout his administration from the voter engagement side. And I think what we are seeing here is he is tapping into a momentum that has been building since the 2016 elections and trying to capitalize on this sense that people want to have a real voice in the administration of their democracy, and he's laying out different ways that the city is going to help elevate that.
I guess going back to that critical side you were talking about, the mayor talks about this big money flooding and dominating our political process, and he says he's going to appoint this commission to come up with a plan for public financing of local elections.
Nothing restores the faith of the people more than getting big money out of politics.
Aside from appointing a commission, what is he actually going to do?
Well, so again, this raises a couple different issues. On the one side, there are members of the city council and some of the borough presidents who have said this is an issue related to campaign finance that they can handle through the city council. They don't need a charter revision commission to do that. But the mayor has said that he is going to appoint a commission. And I spoke with Joseph Vitteritti, who is a professor at Hunter College, and he served on the last Charter Revision Commission in 2010 and also on the 1989 Charter Revision Commission. And one of the things that he told me was, you know, the mayor may give this commission a certain mandate, but they can take on anything within the city charter. So it may expand far beyond that.
Well, the day after his State of the City speech, the mayor announced more details on his plan to close Rikers Island. He talked about speeding up the process and relocating inmates to four smaller sites in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and the Bronx.
The era of mass incarceration did not begin in New York City, but it will end in New York City once and for all.
There's a lot that has to happen before any transfer of inmates can occur. One entirely new facility would need to be built in the Bronx. Upgrades are needed at the other three sites. What else has to happen?
Well, so this is the beginning of a longer process. Identifying the sites and having the council members who represent those locations sign on and be on board with them is a huge step. So the city has moved the ball forward. However, there is still a land use review process that the city will need to go through, and that will take, you know, at least a year. They're hoping to begin it this year. The public will have some input, and there are elected officials who have a stake in that process who are not on board with particularly this Bronx site. Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. put out a statement, you know, right as the mayor and the speaker were making this announcement, saying that he had not been informed of this location and raised some serious questions about the community engagement that City Hall was going to be embarking on, and hoping that going forward that they would be more involved. On the other side, the mayor has talked about how they need to decrease the population at Rikers Island. They need to bring it down from an average daily population of about 9,000 to around 5,000 to be able to accommodate these defendants in these new facilities. And in order to do that, he says that there needs to be some reforms on the state level. He's talked about bail reform and speedy trial reform. Those are things that, you know, criminal justice activists have been talking about for a very long time. But he's really said that in order for them to achieve this ultimate goal of closing Rikers, they need to both, you know, identify these new locations and move forward on that track. But then they also need the state to move forward on making some of these additional reforms.
Okay, well, talking about the state, the governor's office has been highly critical of the city's plan to close Rikers. And in a report that came out just before Mayor de Blasio's announcement on Wednesday, the State Commission of Corrections said that due to the city's, quote, inaction on Rikers, it may have to step in and speed up the process. What is going on here?
Well, David, what is going on anytime we talk about the relationship between the city and the state? There has been an ongoing tension between Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo on a range of issues, certainly on criminal justice, on the status of Rikers. We also saw it explode in some fashion this week on the City Housing Authority. What we are seeing is a little bit of the traditional tit for tat between the city and the state, who is responsible. And I don't anticipate this is something that will go away anytime soon.
Can't there just be better communication all around? Is it shocking, by the way, that Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. says he was surprised to find out about the location of a new jail in the Bronx on such a big plan as this?
I think that it speaks to how this administration at City Hall operates. This has been something that has been a problem for this administration going forward. Sometimes they make an announcement and some of the key stakeholders who are involved in it are not brought in as soon as they would like. Part of this is really that this is a very politically charged process. Presumably, City Hall is anticipating that they are going to have a fight ahead of them going forward, regardless of how soon they tell people about it.
WNYC City Hall and Politics reporter Bridget Bergen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, David.